This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Only our unity can provide us with anything like adequate protection.
Whatever the white man says ain't never meant nothing to me.
Because you can't hate the roots of a tree and not hate the tree. You can't hate your origin and not end up hating yourself. You can't hate Africa and not hate yourself.
Also, please remember that.
Everything you got from us.
Hello, welcome to the Uncanny Truth Teller. This is Kanye Tetsubo. Today, I'd like to talk about the bullying of the black community. I want to start off this session by quoting a former cabinet member of the Israel government. Her name is Shulamit Aloni. The quote goes, "It's all a trick. We always use it to stifle legitimate criticism of Jews and Zionist Israel. When from Europe, if someone is criticizing Israel, we bring them up the Holocaust. When in the USA, people are criticizing Israel, then they are anti-Semitic. And the organization is strong and has a lot of money. And the ties between Israel and the American Jewish establishment is very strong. And they are strong in this country." So, and basically what all that means is that they guilt trip you into feeling a certain way. They guilt trip you into apologizing. And if you don't, then you're anti-Semitic. But let's not forget the Holocaust that went on in Africa. So we could play this game. We could bring up King Leopold and how he did all the people of the Congolese, how he cut off their hands, how he was mining for rubber from their rubber trees. How many people died then and there? I'm pretty sure it was more Jews than in the Holocaust. He killed over 10 million Africans versus a total of 6 million Jews who died in the Holocaust. So, which one is worse? Since you want to label people anti-Semitic, we're going to bring up the 10 million that your kind killed. Leopold might not have been a Jew, but he was still white, and that is what you are. Jew is a religion. You're not a race. You're not an ethnicity. What you are is white. You are not your religion. I might not agree with everything Nick Cannon says, but he was right when he said about white people being savages and barbaric. Because white people have been calling us those types of derogatory names to the point where you have a whole list on Wikipedia of all the derogatory names that they call black people. You cannot find any other list like that for any other groups of people in the world. Only black people. Then let's also not forget about the millions and millions of black people killed here on American soil due to the many different race riots. Let's not forget those either, which we should bring up more often since you want to label us anti-Semitic if we speak out against your religion. Or if you want to talk about, oh, that you should accept us, and this is the LGBTQ people I'm talking about. After they wrote the backs of black people for equality, and pretty much they also try to bully black people into believing and accepting their mess. The whole, oh, you're homophobic or transphobic talk. But that's but we're going to talk about that a little later. So for now, let's just focus on the whole anti-Semitic part, because you cannot be talking about people are anti-Semitic and you control most of the things that we use and stuff like that. Like, most banks are Jewish owned. Most television stations are Jewish owned. Radio stations, Jewish owned. So it's like you cannot go anywhere within corporate America without facing some type of Jewish person. And they dog black people out in their companies. And those same black people smile, grin, shook, and jibe because they know that they need that job in order to survive in this country. They take it grinning their teeth. Anger built up, shame built up to the point where many of them have committed suicide because they cannot take it no longer. And yet, you talk about anti-Semitic talk. You control our lives, literally. And then you have the nerve to talk about we cannot speak out against you. One thing that Nick should have done personally, he should not have put all his eggs in one basket. And what I mean by he should have spread out the different things that he'd done, his projects. Like Wildin' Out. If you're going to make a show like Wildin' Out, you should have it somewhere else. Just anything in general. You should not put all your eggs in one basket because anytime you speak out against white people, they are not going to like it at all. And if you own something, they will find a way to keep you from making your money. Just like with Facebook, Instagram, and all the other things, and how when black people speak out against white people, they delete those posts and everything. Now, here's the issue with those type of things. We now also have black social medias, so we can afford to put our things on multiple platforms because we are pretty much not putting our eggs in one basket. We could take the same post, copy paste it to another platform, and have it out there. That may not work on Twitter because you have a certain character limit. But on pages like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you could afford to do those things. Recently, and this just happened yesterday, YouTube took down a video of ours about these Mexican women who were dressed up as the KKK. Now, luckily, I already had that post there on Facebook, and I also have it on other pages. So them taking it down there and also copyright striking my page, it doesn't matter to me because I also have multiple pages on YouTube where I can repost it to if I decide to. And it's also lucky that I wasn't making any money off that post. It seems like these days white people are buckling down on keeping black voices down. And they are going to be quick to label us anti-Semitic, homophobic, transphobic, or any type of thing because we do not agree with them and just because we're speaking out. The other bully of the black community is the LGBTQ. If you don't agree with them, they will label you transphobic or homophobic. First off, that's not even a phobia. It's because I don't like or agree with you and your lifestyle. Doesn't that mean I am transphobic or homophobic? Just because the Western Dictionary has updated itself to those now terms don't mean a thing to me. Because you bullied them into believing in this mess. A true phobia or phobic is an extreme or irrational fear of an aversion to something. Thus, how you get terms like arachnophobia, which is the fear of spiders, which is something that I have. I have an extreme fear of spiders. Then you have acrophobia, which is the fear of heights. Aerophobia, the fear of flying. Astrophobia, the fear of lightning and thunder. Autophobia, the fear of being alone. The most common one, claustrophobia, the fear of confined or crowded spaces. See, those are real phobias. What you call transphobic and homophobic is not real phobias because no one fears you. First off, homo in scientific terms means human, and trans in the dictionary mean denoting or relating to molecular structure in which two particle atoms or groups lie on opposite sides of a given plane in the molecular. In particular, donating an isomer in which subatomics at opposite ends of a carbon. See how science easily kills any of those things? And that's why I love science and will tell people you should really look at these scientific terms of these things that people are trying to label you, because they go farther and those are the real definitions to these words. Because they have tried to manipulate words and meanings to pretty much bully the black community into believing in what they believe in. And it's worked thus far. You go out there and apologize to these people for how you feel. You should never apologize for how you feel. It's how you feel. And if they don't like it, then oh well, that's how you feel. You could hate me, label me, and that's not going to change anything about how I feel about you. And I'm not going to accept you. I don't have to accept you, especially if you're not a family member. And even then, I don't have to accept. It's all about how you feel. I'm pretty sure Cat Williams said your self-esteem is about yourself, about your mother effing self, how you feel about you. So don't sit up there and try to say that, oh, you're homophobic, transphobic, or anti-Semitic for something that you said, because I'm definitely not going to apologize for what I said. So was Nick Cannon really wrong for what he said? No, he wasn't. Let's also not forget that white people fed black children to alligators, and it was called alligator bait. Then the human zoos, Saraji Bartman, and how they humiliated her, traveled her around France as a traveling monkey, and then they kept her body parts in France until 2001 when they were finally returned to South Africa. All these horrific things that white people have done to black people in the past, that makes them the real barbarians, the real animals. They have no sympathy, compassion, no moral views. They are nothing but demons, and why they are called the devil. So if that makes us anti-Semitic or homophobic or even transphobic for saying these things about them, then so be it. You will not apologize for the monstrous acts that you people have caused, and even in this day and age, how you still lynching us in trees. Oh yeah, you thought we forgot about that? Three black people hung in three different states? Now, I don't remember the last time a black person has ever hung themselves as a form of suicide. But I do remember the times and all the photos of white people taking next to black bodies, either burnt or lynched in trees. Now, I remember those. So, if you want us to believe that they committed suicide by lynching, then you really think we stupid. We is not that stupid. And we know what you're capable of, you demons, you terrorists. Because if y'all really were so against those type of things, why ain't y'all dissolved the KKK by now? Why is it that every black group that has been in America, why have they been labeled terrorists, but not the KKK? So, y'all anti-black, y'all anti-African, y'all anti-melanin. So y'all just hate black people and then want us to just be so loving, forgiving, and kumbaya with y'all. You got to be a damn fool. Anyways, that's enough for me talking all this, because I'm pretty sure someone's going to try to label me something, and I'm not going to apologize for it, and I don't care what you say. I don't care what your dictionary say, because your dictionaries are made by white people. I know how y'all manipulate words, and I know how y'all manipulate things to fit your narratives. I've been paying attention for the longest, because as a writer myself, I use certain words and certain manipulation techniques myself. So I understand how y'all think. Also, by breaking down certain words and certain meanings, you can make it fit any narrative that you want. Thus, how y'all got away with the words homophobic and transphobic to mean what it means today, and how y'all define these words. This is what we as black people need to understand, is they manipulated words such as racism, racist, bigot, discrimination, segregation to mean what they want to mean. And they defined the words, which is why we have to define these words ourselves and what they mean to us. Because if it always just meant what they mean, then anybody and everybody could be a racist in their eyes and in their books. And in fact, it's something that they created. It's something that they defined. It's something that they put into existence. So only they would truly know what it is. Because they are the ones doing it towards us. But we're the ones who experience it. So we know what it is and what we see and what we experience within our daily lives. So we can no longer let them define what racism and what it means to be a racist is. Especially when it comes down to what is happening to us in this day and age and how they are killing us left and right, men and women and children. We can no longer accept their terms and their definitions. We have to define these words ourselves. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Tetzebo. If you would like more, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, as well the link to the original podcast will be in the description. If you would also like to follow on Facebook, it's at the Uncanny Truth Teller, as well as Instagram and Twitter. And if you would like to join discussion, please email me at theuncannytruthteller@gmail.com. With that being said, thank you again. Goodbye.
This mess. Don't you ever forget that being black is an honor because you come from greatness.